Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Maybach music. Chevy swerving, cutting through the lane. Kyrie Irving, watch a young nigga. On these haters like the 85 Celtics versus the Lakers, watch a young nigga. Jumping off the porches with the 45 on me, Michael Jordan, watch a young nigga. Watch a young nigga. Chevy swerving, cutting through the lane, Kyrie Irving, watch a young nigga.
Welcome everybody to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem, and I am coming to you the day of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, following a Game 1 where the Cavaliers beat the Toronto Raptors 115-84 in a game that might not have even have been as close as the score, considering the ultimate scrubs were on the floor at the end of the game. The Cavs appear to be, after Game 1, without being too presumptuous, they appear to be in a different class than the Toronto Raptors. And no amount of letters written by Canadian mayors castigating CBSSports.com for not finalizing their poll before Toronto wrapped up its series with Miami and listing them as other, no amount of snark over that is going to change the fact that the Toronto Raptors are about to be as extinct as their namesake, because they have absolutely zero shot of winning this series. Anything short of the Cavaliers team bus exploding is not going to allow Toronto to win this series. I feel stupid even talking about this. There's nothing you can talk about. ESPN, the radio, every person you talk to, everybody's got their own opinions, and most of those people think the series is already over and the Cavs are in the finals. And I can't even disagree with that, because I basically feel the exact same way. You watch that game. It was close for, I guess, a quarter, 33-28 at the end. But Toronto just can't keep up. Their best player had a horrible game, and Kyle Lowry will not play that bad again. But DeMar DeRozan's their second best player, and the guy only takes really hard, contested two-point shots. He's the type of player that is just as frustrating for his own coach and teammates as he is for the opposition, because every single shot he takes, it's like, no, 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 oh, all right, yeah, good shot. He takes spinning, fading away, low percentage two-point shots, and he makes a lot of them. But, you know, I can live with, and I'm guessing Tyronn Lue can live with, DeMar DeRozan taking bad contested two-pointers. If that's their offense, so be it. And that's what their offense was in Game 1, and it was terrible. Like I said, you can't break it down. What else do you want to say, right? The Raptors suck, and I don't see how they're going to win this series. And honestly, I think the Cavs are going to sweep, and I said that before the series, and there's been nothing to make me change my mind so far. I mean, the Cavs might as well be Turok, and this might as well be Nintendo 64, and they are killing dinosaurs. The Cavaliers are dinosaur hunters, and the Toronto Raptors are done. I don't even know. This podcast is probably over. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to say. The Raptors don't have a shot. The series is over, and I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if the Cavs end up losing, this audio gets isolated, and I look like an idiot, because I can't imagine a world where that happens. I can't. It is impossible. So now we see what happens in game two. I mean, maybe Bismack Biyombo goes off. You gotta imagine Kyle Lowry's gonna play decently, right? He killed the Cavs during the regular season. Maybe the stage is too big. Maybe they played 14 games and the Cavs have played not 8, you know, or 15 and 9 now. Maybe that's all there is to it. Honestly, there's only one thing I can complain about when it comes to game one. And that is the fact that Tyronn Lue did not dress the con man. That was a con man level blowout if I've ever seen one in my life. That was a game where Sasha Khan should have got 12 minutes in the fourth quarter of pure garbage time. That is when you bring out the con man, because he is the insult to the other team. When they see the con man on the floor, they know it is over. And they know they have been humiliated. And they know they have been embarrassed, because the con man does not belong on an NBA arena floor. The con man is there for one thing. That's to fuck shit up, hurt people, speak Russian, wear shirts that blend into the background, and look like a soccer dad. He is not there to play, but he should have played. That's how bad the Cavs beat the Raptors. And I'll give Coach Lue credit. This shows he didn't take him lightly, because he dressed the guys he thought could actually help. If he would have known how bad of an ass whipping they were going to give the Raptors, I'm pretty sure he would have dressed the con man. And I hope he rectifies that mistake tonight in game two. Dress the con man, blow out the Raptors, teach him a lesson. That's all I have to say, because I'm guessing game two, the Cavs win by 12 points. Calling it right now. And people are going to be encouraged. The Canadian fans will be encouraged going home. Because we kept it kind of close. We're going to come home. All right, we the North. I feel bad for Raptors fans, okay? Before I moved to Chicago, me and my buddy Tim went on a road trip right before I left, where we went to Toronto and we watched the Cavs play against the Raptors. We sat by a guy who had season tickets. He had his kids there. I was talking to him about the Raptors. He said the fans love them. They weren't expecting much. So this was only 4 seasons ago. Kyrie Irving hit a dagger of a buzzer beater from 10 feet behind the 3-point line to win the game for the Cavs. And it was awesome. And those fans, they do love the Raptors and they do like basketball. And I feel sorry for them that they had to meet the Cavs this year. And there's nothing personal. The only thing I will say that's kind of negative towards them is that their legend that came out before the game and was doing like kind of promotional stuff was Alvin Williams. And based on what the fans said, the only reason Alvin Williams is a legend there is because he's the only player from the Toronto Raptors in their 20-plus years of history, 21 to be exact, that came from America to stay and live in Toronto. So apparently, to be a Raptors legend, all you have to do is move there for good, and you're a Raptors legend, because Alvin Williams is the legend right now, and he wasn't that great. Throw Damon Stoudemire a bone? I don't know. At least the Cavs legends have sad stories, right? I shouldn't be saying anything. Our legends aren't people that stayed in town. I mean, they are in a way, but they're also guys who had tortured histories just as bad as the Cleveland sports teams themselves. Like Austin Carr, great scoring guard, number one pick, blows out his knees, is never the same again. Zydrunas Ilgauskas, great center, athletic, can move, breaks his feet, comes back to be an all-star, but is never the guy that he was supposed to be. That's the Cleveland legend. People who get hurt. I don't know where I'm going with this. The Cavs are going to win tonight by 12. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. That's what I wanted to say. Nobody gets hurt. The Cavs win this series. Go to the finals. I don't care who they face. I think they got a shot. I'm starting to believe, and it's making me nervous. Go Cavs. All in 216. Keep the gambling themes going for Dan Gilbert. And have a good night, everybody. And we will if they win. If they don't, I'll be shocked. Go Cavs. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.